Everybody to RP Grinders episode 678. I'm your host Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
What was that?
I don't know. It was like that opening of yours. I know. It was like I channeled the inner, like, you know that dude that announces soccer and he's like, go. I just channeled that. That's iconic, man. Even though I hate soccer, I think it's kind of fun. You know, I don't know. It's like Jim Ross announcing wrestling. You know, my God! You know,
gets completely over the top.
Yeah, over the top. Whatsoever. I just thought I'd do an over the top type dealio there. So what's up, Break? How was your week, man? Just okay?
Oh, it was all right, yeah. It's fine.
I mean, you're not...
It's over again now, so it's good.
Right. You're not suicidal by any chance. You know, I wanted to call.
Ask me again in a few minutes.
I might brighten up your spirits in a little bit when we get to Sweetos, my man. So just bear with us for a second here. Eric, how was your week, dude?
Slightly better than the first. Yeah. Worse in other ways.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, I heard the bad news, Eric. You were supposed to be at a funeral today, but we'll talk about that later, man.
I didn't end up wanting to go anyway, yeah. But I'm glad I didn't because I would have been miserable.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll talk about that in a second. Let's get to the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you're up.
From RPG site, we've got Monu is coming west. Axix Games to release dungeon RPG Monu for the Nintendo Switch and PC in early 2023. Developed by Experience, who recently did Undernaut's Labyrinth of Yomi and Stranger or Sword City and Demon Gaze, which is they haven't done recently, but Demon Gaze Extra is a re-release that was made by Catacall, which they did the original. It released last summer in Japan and featured character designs by Mota and monster designs by Akafumi Yamamoto. Sorry, I'm kind of tired. We both worked on the 2009 Japanese only DS RPG Seventh Dragon. I thought it looked familiar. And Seventh Dragon is kind of like an Entry Odyssey series.
Yeah.
The sequels are much better than the original.
Yeah.
So basically it looks like a cutesy Entry Odyssey type of game.
Yeah.
I bet Experience was like, well, if Atlas isn't going to make another one, why don't we just make our own?
I just want to point out one of the ads here. This is specifically for Breakman. Are you abandoning Trump and the Republicans, Breakman?
How dare you accuse me of such a thing?
I mean,
very, very loyal to the MAGA movement.
Right. I just saw that on my screen, man. I was like, wow, that's weird. I mean, it must. You know what's weird, guys? I think our phones listen to every word that we say in every single conversation. And based on what you're saying is how the ads come up on your YouTubes and you know, Twitters and other, like, social media type things. I'm pretty convinced of that. Because the other day, I think I was talking to Bernie about, like, Phil Collins or something, right? So then we get home and she looks at her feed and there's a bunch of Phil Collins songs and, you know, stuff related to Genesis and stuff
nice,
like that.
Nice.
It was really weird.
That's a good day, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I like Phil Collins and Genesis, but...
No. You mean you love Phil Collins and Genesis because they're one of the greatest.
They're pretty good, no doubt. Phil Collins was awesome. Bernie has
Phil Collins is one of the greatest singers of all time.
Look, he's really good, no doubt. But Bernie has a special story about Phil Collins that maybe she'll divulge in a future episode. I don't know if she's told it on the show.
Was he on her OnlyFans?
How dare you, man? How dare you? You son of a bitch. You're exiled, Breakman. Son of a bitch. All right, Breakman, next story.
I'm not done yet. Go ahead. I wanted to explain that this game has... that Manyu is actually a shortened version of the name, which is ridiculously long. Monster wo taoshite tsukui ken no yori wo te ni shinasai.
Yeah,
Yushitai ga.
Holy fuck!
I'm not reading all the rest of that, but it literally translates to defeat monsters to get strong swords and armor. So we believe in the day that heroes will defeat the demon lord. It's a light novel of a title.
Wow! I think that takes the record for longest title to a game ever, man. I could see why they,
they're probably just gonna call it Manyu and call it a day.
Yeah, probably.
I want somebody to make a game where the title is actually longer than the game.
That's funny.
You read the title, then you hit start, and then the game over screen plays.
I think Natsu Hero competes for that, because even though the game's pretty long, it can also be pretty short, because your tension for it will actually dwindle immediately.
It's like you turn it on and then you're like, nope, and you turn it off.
I can play this where no, I can
you,
go.
You'll realize how bug-ridden and terrible it is, and then you'll turn it off. That's
yeah, exactly.
I could play this where I can go stare at the wall for a little bit.
And that might be better. Yeah.
I'm going to go masturbate looking at the fridge. That sounds more exciting.
Looking at the fridge? Wow, Breakman.
What?
Fetish. Wow. What do you have on your fridge? Is like the handle made of boobs or something? You know?
Yeah, just open my fridge, it's a big thing of boobs. Yeah,
exactly. You know, just like the milk is like in a milk carton, like you pour it in like a big milk carton that has boobs on it.
I bet you go to Kroger and you go to the Japanese section, you buy mochi, and it's like boob shaped mochi.
And it says got milk on the cover, on the shirt, you know, it's like got milk. You suck on the boob and it comes out. Oh boy, we're horrible, Breakman. Next story, Breakman. Let's get out of this mess.
Coming from, oh my god, you stupid pop up. Get off of my goddamn screen so I can read this.
.com. What's that? You forgot to say .com.
Coming to us live from RPGsite.com?
No. You said coming to us live from. God damn it, get off this, you know, this pop up off my screen.com. You know,
that's... Oh, well. Because Eric's right, it was a .net.
.net.
Come to us live from RPG site. Spellmaster, the Saga, now available for PC.
Oh.
That's a pretty quick story right there.
I know. That's okay, there you go.
I'm going to read the bullet points real quick. Advanced combat system with multiple fighting styles based on the type of used weapons. It's a standard feature in games. An open, diverse, seamless world filled with incredible creatures and characters living out their lives on their own schedule.
Standard.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Construction of the Magic Academy.
No idea what that is.
Like, I don't know what they mean. Is it like a sim building element to it? That'd be interesting. Yeah. Extensive crafting system, which involves the creation of spells, elixirs, and equipment. Yes, so we've seen this is all standard RPG stuff at this point. Non-linear progression. The game world reflects the player's choices. Okay, that. We'll see how that goes. We've heard that promise before.
Right.
Variety of quests with different ways to complete them, leading to a variety of results.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Also, we've heard that before.
Maker Plier is in chat. Not to be confused with Markiplier is in chat. So welcome on in. All right. Yeah, so there you go. There's a bunch of screenshots, and that's about it. No, I think we've talked about this before, but I don't have any video on it for anybody. Anything else on that break?
Everything on this is so generic, the description. But I don't know. I'd be willing to maybe see a video of it. I see screenshots of it.
Yeah, the screenshots don't even look great. I mean, it's kind of pretty in a way, but it pretty in a like, you know, like a Unreal Engine demo way type thing. You know, where it's like not all there. Freak Fives in chat. What's up, Freak Fire?
When I hear about these kind of features, it makes me want another Fable game.
I know.
That was the game where like your actions really did affect the world around you. Like, yeah. you could be a total douchebag in one town, and the guards would come after you, and then you go to another town and be like a sweet angel and be the hero of the town and shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, I was the villain of every town.
You're always the villain in every game you play, man. You're the evil motherfucker.
I had a wife in every town. That was awesome.
You know, like acting out your fantasies from real life. You know? Like,
right, I don't have to go home to get laid. I'll just go to this home.
Right, here we go. All right.
It's Tuesday. Sorry, honey. I got to go to the next town over.
I need variety in my life. You know, variety
my other
is the
wife
spice.
Needs me.
Variety is the spice of life.
My Tuesday wife needs me.
Yes, your Tuesday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. All right, we got to move on, man. We're going to get in trouble here, man. I think I'm going to exile myself for that one. All right, next article comes to us from RPGsite.net. Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous, Inevitable, Excess DLC delayed to March 3rd. So there you go. Balancing adjustments and polishing are cited as the reason for the delay. So... at least they gave you a good overlay of, what's going on. So that's good. And then they give a big old long spiel basically saying what I just told you. So that's good. They're taking a little time to polish, make sure, you know, work out some kinks. No big deal, you know. RP misogynist, yeah, for sure. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
Okay, we've got Dark Deity for Switch has got a release date. And it's coming out on March 17th for Nintendo Switch, and it previously released on PC. But
I think
this is a Fire Emblem-like game.
Okay, I think you skipped one, but that's okay. I'll let Break do that one. I think you skipped one.
I did.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll have Break read the next one. All right, Dark Deity. What else you got on this, Eric?
That's it, really.
All right. I'm looking at let's see if there's any gameplay. There is gameplay. Okay, it's like a old school kind of game. Looks kind of cool. Very rudimentary graphics-wise. But
I really hope that it's not old school Fire Emblem, more like new school Fire Emblem.
Yeah. The old school Fire Emblem, I'm not a big fan of, for sure.
I'm not a fan of permadeath, no.
Yeah, permadeath sucks in almost any game.
I've never played Fire Emblem.
Yeah. All right.
Fire Emblem I've played is Smash Brothers.
Yeah. All right, Breakman. Can you do the Spellforce?
Sure. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Spellforce 3 Reinforced for consoles delayed to June 7th. THQ Nordic and Grimlore Games have announced that this game is going to be delayed until June 7th. Why have I repeated? Why do you do this when you write your article?
Why do you read it if you know it?
But he doesn't know that they're going to do that every time. Yeah, I agree. It's like, yeah.
I was reading that because it said this is the second such delay.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was the reason I was reading it. But I'm just saying, like, why would you make that your
first sentence?
Anyway, the PC version of this enhanced version was released on December 2021, offered as a free upgrade to those who own the original Spellforce. Good for them. On June 7th, 2022, Spellforce 3 Reforced will be playable on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, as well as PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S, and X, and yep. It will be... ESRP at $39.99 American dollars, $39.99 euros, or $34.99 pounds.
That's not a bad price. It's not a bad price.
You know what's bullshit, though? Horizon Forbidden West in Europe is 70 euros. That's the stupid price for anything is got to go, because that's not equivalent to $70.
Yeah. Hmm. Both... The DLC packs are sold separately at $19.99 each.
Oh,
weird, they do not have them listed as a pound on here. They just have the dollar and the euro. They also say there's a special edition, a collector's edition, you can get for $59.99. So
there you go. So you get the full game.
Sorry, that was pounds and euros. You get both are not equivalent.
You get the full game for double the price. It's like so stupid, man. I mean, I hate that shit. At first, I was like, $39.99, that's a decent price point. And it's like, oh yeah, for the DLC, you pay $20 extra. So for the full game,
here's the rug, stand right on it.
I know, yeah. We're going to pull it. Ready? Here we go, jump. It's like crazy. All right, well, that sucks, man. This game looks okay. I've seen video on Spellforce, but whatever. RPologist is what Freak 5 is calling us. Yes, exactly. We're pigs, Freak 5, for sure. Well, at least Break and I are. Eric is innocent. All right, next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. Cyberpunk 2077's next-gen update is available now on the PS5, Xbox Series X, S. It's patch 1.5, and it's a free limited-time... What? Oh, it also has a free limited time demo on first on both platforms.
The update was free limited time.
Like, I know.
I get this update now or pay later.
I know. I was about ready to pop in my Cyberpunk disc and download it.
Why are limited time demos a thing?
I know. Why is that? I mean, why the demo should always be available. You know, I mean, especially if you want people to play your fucking game, especially after the shitty launch of this game. But you know what? I was thinking about Project Red, right? They have a long history of releasing games, and they're kind of crappy at first. And then all of a sudden, they patch them up, and then, you know, they're like the greatest things ever. I've heard nothing but great things about this patch, by the way. There's combat and crowd AI improvements, changes to driving through Night City, including a burnt-out mode, cyberware tweaks and fixes, of course, combat and quick hacking fixes and improvements, new romantic messages and interactions with Pan Am, Carrie, Riv, and Judy, and quality of life improvements to quest along with fixes. So,
and additional Keanu Reeves sex scenes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's for the ladies, you know. But yeah, there's a lot in this patch. I heard it was a massive patch, like just a massive patch that corrects a lot of wrong. So maybe, I mean, I have Cyberpunk, which I bought for like $10. Remember they had that sale for $10, and I got it, and I didn't put it in because I was waiting for something like this. So from all accounts, this is a good fix. So.
FYI, I mean, you can buy The Witcher 3 on the Xbox Shop for $10.
That's a great price for that game. Great price. You get all the DLC.
So the update for this, yeah. Wow. That's for the Game of Year edition.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a
I think the DLC is also on sale if you bought the base game by itself at some point.
Break, man, get on that, man. $10, dude. It doesn't get much better than that. That's an all-time great game, man. $10, yeah, and you get all the DLC. Holy shit, that's good stuff. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got RPG Maker Unite, which is the latest RPG Maker game development software. But anyways, it'll be the first to use Unity, which I'm not so keen on, because Unity's a great tool for game development, but it's hard to use effectively, because so many games I have played have always had some kind of performance issues, because trying to optimize for it is very difficult, apparently. And it's not so much the frame rate that's bad, it's the frame pacing that's bad, so,
yeah.
Which can look like bad frame rate, but what it is that it's not drawing frames correctly, and so you get judder during gameplay.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. All right, so was that it, or is there more?
Let's see. Unlike... Other than the Unity engine-based RPG Maker Unite, will also break more traditions in the series. For example, it will be the first title in a while to not use the two initial title since the 2004 RPG Maker XP. And I don't know what a two initial title means, though. So I think they might have screwed up there, but apparently. apparently means, like, I don't know what it's trying to say here, but it sounds like it's gonna ditch its old model, which might help alleviate some problems with the RPG Maker engine itself.
Yeah. Now, if you want to make your own 16-bit game, this is gonna be the tool for you, apparently. I don't know. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, maybe we won't have those issues, Eric, but, you know, I mean, you're probably right.
If it's made in Unity, you might be able to make 3D games.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, one can hope, you know. All right.
The included assets so far, before they start doing the RTP packs, look like they came out of a Flash game, though.
Yeah, it's not great. But it does say you can create RPGs without coding, so that's kind of cool. I mean, you know. Let's see. Freak 5 says, in this week's D&D game, I mentioned that we were very thorough when we searched dead bodies. That we are very thorough. I said we even searched the prison wallets.
I hope RPG Maker Unite has gamepad support by default.
Hmm.
Like it just knows what controller you're using, and it registers the analog stick, because that's a big problem with the RPG Maker games. You have to kind of force it to use the D-pad if you want to use the D-pad, because otherwise you're going to use the analog stick for movement, which isn't great on a 2D axis.
All right.
But maybe they'll make games with actual 360-degree movement, yeah, unlike the four-directional movement from previous entries.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
No.
All right, Break, you are up.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. Publisher Sold Out and developer Four Circle Interactive. I love that name, Sold Out. That's pretty awesome. I have announced Abermore, a first-person stealth RPG set for release in PC on March 29th. Abermore, you play as the Unhanged Man, as you prefer, for an upcoming heist in 18 days. The Unhanged Man? By ransacking houses, selling stolen loot, acquiring new gear, and forming alliances. Every mission during the 18 days of procedurally generated, and there are every mission during the 18 days is procedurally generated, and there are 14 unique abilities to learn in improving your thieving skills. So that's interesting.
It looks cool. It's got, I mean, I don't. The animations kind of are stiff and look like they kind of suck, but. But other than that, I mean,
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Break Man? Okay, cool. Yeah, I was just saying.
It sounded bad.
Did it still?
No, that's what I was telling before. Maybe I'm hearing things. I don't know.
I think you're hearing things. I mean, it looks cool. Other than the stiff animations, is what I was saying. But you know, whatever. Let's see. Someone asked who is searching the prison wallets. I said probably me. As a gnome, I have the smallest hands. Okay.
Your video feed's pretty choppy.
My video? Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's nothing I can do about that. It's an amalgamation of OBS and whatever else, and yeah. You know. But
that's right. Probably why you're cutting out, though.
Could be.
Because your RAM's being eaten up.
Yeah, it looks like CPU's usage is only at 29%, so I think we're good. All right, anything else on that, Eric, or Break?
This sounds really unique. I think people should, if you're looking for stealth games, which I'm not the biggest fan of stealth personally, but I mean, if you're looking to be like a bad guy in an RPG, this is different. I mean, yeah. You're a thief.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's like... an RPG for thief lovers, like if you've ever played that game, Thief. I mean, I'm not. You know who's big on that is Dungeon Buster. Dungeon Buster loves the stealthy games. I can do them, but I would prefer to just go in guns blazing. You know, that's just my thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But all right, Eric. Who did this one?
I did.
All right, so it's my turn next. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net, Mystery Horror RPG, Pocket Mirror, Golden Traum, announced for PC. Oh, that's great. Just PC. There you go. All right.
Golden Trom? What the hell does that mean?
I don't know. I'm curious, you know? I mean, that's this is a game I'd be interested, because I always talked about horror RPGs or lack
maybe
thereof.
Maybe it's a fancy way of saying Golden Trauma or Overgold from, I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yeah, maybe. I want to play this, but PC, I'm not excited. I mean, hopefully it'll come to Switch. This looks like it would be right at home on the Switch, but, you know, whatever. It looks along the lines of, like, what's the name of that game? Corpse Party, but, like, in a different era, you know, type deal. So, I don't know, looks cool. Some of the key features... breathtakingly eerie world riddled with puzzles to solve, mysteries to unravel, and challenges to overcome.
Hey, this was made in the newest RPG Maker, so we get to see what it's like firsthand.
Yeah, there you go. 100+ uniquely immersive environments to explore. Play with the charming new 2D anime style meant to shatter expectations or enjoy the classic art style. A moving and thrilling original soundtrack filled with a variety of memorable tracks. Newly added 2D animation. A multitude of endings to unravel. That's always cool to have different endings. New content to be explored.
That's colorful.
To be explored in New Game Plus. So then there's a comment from the developer, publisher. So they're all excited about this game. It actually looks kind of cool, but...
I've never heard of the original game.
PC. PC is... I'm just so excited that it's just coming out.
Well, a lot of RPG Maker games get ported to Switch, especially the horror ones.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Eric, you're up next.
But, Salt and Sacrifice has got a release date. That's coming into the PS5, PS4, and the Epic Games Store on May 10th. Kind of sucks that Epic Games Store managed to get them have exclusivity for a year, though. But it's going to be a while to wait for this game, but at least I've got Elden Ring next week, and then next month I've got 3 games of Kirby and Triangle Strategy and Stranger of Paradise. And then there's still stuff in April.
Freak 5
I'm going to be busy, so I'm not going to be mad about it not coming out soon.
Freak 5 is exiled for being immoral in Dungeons & Dragons.
I think he's being thorough.
I mean, he's being, like, very, very creative.
The whole puppet thing, I mean, you know,
Freak using magic to clean his hands is still going to get somebody diphtheria or something.
Yeah. He did this whole thing where he's like animating a corpse's mouth, so he treats it like a puppet. Like, really? Come on, man. That's so immoral. That's so bad.
How's that immoral? I don't understand.
It's a corpse, so wouldn't it stink after a while?
Yes. It can't sue. It's not immoral. God.
It's totally immoral, you son of a bitch. You're exiled too, Breakman. How dare you? All right, Breakman, you get the honors of the last story.
Coming to us from Polygon. Wow. Nintendo shutting down Wii U, Nintendo 3DS eShops, and frustrating fans. Nintendo will close online stores for its Wii U console and Nintendo 3DS handheld in late March of 2023. So, have over a year. After those stores called the Nintendo eShop shut down, it will no longer be possible to make digital purchases for the Wii U and Nintendo 3DS family of systems. You know, shit.
Actually, it's going to happen much sooner than that, as it says later.
Okay. The Wii U and 3DS eShop's closure also means that game demos and other free content will no longer be available to download as of March 2023. While the 2023 date may seem far off, Nintendo will make it more difficult to purchase games and other content for the Wii U and 3DS eShops in 2022. On May 23rd of this year, wow. Nintendo will end support for adding funds to Nintendo eShop account on Wii U and 3DS using your credit card. So what, you gotta pay cash now? Do you have to drive to Nintendo office?
You'll be able to use the eShop cards.
Oh, wow. God.
But in August, they're getting rid of that.
Yeah, I'm getting to that part. And on August 29th, it will no longer be possible to use a Nintendo eShop card to add funds to an account.
Which effectively is a closure for the shop in general.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, with them, why are they waiting till March? Because they are essentially, you're right, this is essentially
because you could just... Yeah. You could just keep loading up your account until then, and then buy a bunch of stuff later until March.
I mean, I don't understand why people like to hold on so dearly to, like, I mean, move on, right? It's Nintendo Switch time. I mean, you've had plenty of time. I mean,
there's a lot of good games on the 3DS, though.
Yeah, there.
But
they're...
this is more importantly, the more important issue here is Nintendo does not want to let people access its backwards catalog or its back catalog because it doesn't. It's not interested in the preservation of game software.
Yeah, good point, man. Rebelust 002 is in chat. What is up, Rebelust? I like the
Nintendo's
name Rebelust.
Irritating in that way. Like, they will sue the shit out of people for allowing ROMs and shit like that of their old games.
Yeah, yeah.
But what have they done with those old games? They let those old games just disappear.
Yeah, they do.
They recently won a lawsuit against somebody, but they were like basically forcing people to use their merchandise to pirate games. Otherwise, they would brick their console. So basically, had a backdoor open where you could hack them if you used anything else other than what he was selling afterwards or something. So, yeah, they had every reason to shut that shit head down.
Yeah, no, I know.
But I'm not saying just him. Like, in general, like, anybody does, like, a ROM or something like that, Nintendo gets pretty angry. They are so happy.
Yeah.
And you have to remember that the Nintendo Switch Online is a Surface, and it's not like in the eShop where you can buy a game and just keep it forever for... Until you can no longer access it on the storefront, but I mean, it's effectively the same thing. But at least you wouldn't have to worry about not being able to access your stuff because you don't have an online account anymore.
Yeah, yeah, no, I know.
If people want the games, like these are two old systems, though. Like you should have bought these games by now. I think.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's...
Who's still playing their Wii U or their 3DS?
I still have some games I want to get on the service, so I'm going to get on that.
The 3DS, more so than the Wii U, honestly, who does play the Wii U? You know what I mean? Like, that, you know, Nintendo...
Freaking in chat says, no Nintendo wants to charge us to buy the games again when they put it in when they put it on the Switch.
But I'm talking about...
They have a lot of games they have never, like, brought back. Like, a lot of NES games that are just gone.
And it's not even just the first-party Nintendo stuff, too. Yep. It's third-party stuff.
First and third-party, yes.
Although, I mean, I kind of wanted to include it, but I'm going to save it for next week. But it looks like Atlas is gearing up to do a port, a remaster, HD remaster of Soul Hackers.
Really?
But we'll find out in how many ever days since that initial announcement of a future announcement. Because they had a countdown on their website for it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I just think, like, at some point, there is a time when you have to say, you know, out with the old, in with the new type thing. I mean, I can understand people's frustrations, but, I mean, if you haven't gotten a game that you wanted by now on those said systems, I agree with Eric. Like, the 3DS in particular has a myriad of great games. For sure. But the Wii U? Like, what the hell did I ever play on the Wii U? Not much.
These are systems you can't go out and buy new, you know?
Right.
Maybe you can find them at a pawn shop or something.
Right. Right. The only exclusives
I know that haven't been ported to other consoles yet would be Xenoblade Chronicles X and Kirby's Canvas Courage, which can't be ported because of its touch controls or just not that easy to replicate on a Switch.
Yeah.
And then there's Devil's Third, if anybody's really interested in that game.
Yeah, I'm sure
I'll hear more about his first and his second.
I'm sure there's more than that, but those are the ones that come to mind.
Yeah. I mean, there's really... I mean, of all the offerings on the 3DS, there's not much...
And then there's the virtual console stuff that you can't get on the other services.
Well, I mean, I guess, but I mean, like, okay. I mean, but I mean, that's kind of a minority of people, you know? So I don't know, man.
There's a lot of Wii games on there too. So one thing to consider.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in the
There's Wii. No digital storefront for Wii games yet.
Yeah, well, maybe in the future,
because, the Switch wouldn't be able to support that anyways.
Yeah.
But, maybe with Nintendo's next console, they're thinking about it. Because
yeah, yeah.
But to do that, they'd have to offer support for those controllers or something.
My daughter,
God damn you, freak. God
my,
damn you.
My daughter is playing the Wii U right now. I mean, really? I mean,
why do you gotta like throw salt on our argument? Like throw some water over our fire? What yeah, the hell, like, man?
Put a wet blanket on us, man. I mean, come
freak
on.
Freak news.
Man.
Is that what you should call us?
Freak news instead of fake news. All right. All right. No, I mean, so, homie.
Out of curiosity, what's she playing?
Yeah,
I've never actually played the Wii U.
It's fun. I like the Wii U. The Wii U is a great system, but not a lot of games. I mean, it just, you know. Other than first party stuff, but okay, homie, discounts on PlayStation. There's a huge new sale. I have not had time to go through it. There's a new sale on the Xbox. Do you know any games in particular, Breakman, on the Xbox that you want to talk about, or can we just move on?
I looked the other day. Now I can't remember.
There's an anime sale going on. That's an extension of their previous anime sale for some reason.
Okay.
But some of the titles that were on the previous sale aren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm. So, all right.
But most of them are.
Okay. Breakman, do you have anything this week?
No, don't even ask.
Oh,
God. She's playing Breath of the Wild. That is a fantastic game.
Breath of the Wild is a great game.
One of the best games ever.
Yeah,
made.
It's a great game. All the Zelda games are pretty good, man. I mean, that's...
I know, but how does Zelda... usually find, I shouldn't say usually, but they found ways to make their games better, to top what they've done in the past, which is amazing.
It just created, you know? Minds over
I,
Nintendo.
I showed Break
man.
That video of someone killing a Lionel by using Magnesis and throwing a boulder on their head multiple times, bashing them over the head with it. And whenever the time stop, what they do is they shoot them in the head with an arrow, and then that stunned them for a while. And then they'd bash him over the head repeatedly with it.
That's kind of what I do with the arrows in Phoenix Rising. It takes me a long while to take down some of the bigger, but that's all I do, just arrow after arrow after arrow after arrow. And eventually it gets down to the nitty-gritty, and then I go down, just use my, axe a couple times, done. You know, it's the funnest thing ever, man. So fun.
I have used, the boulder trick on other enemies. I've never tried it on something big like a Lionel, though. But regular enemies, like Moblins or something like that, fuck with them. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it's totally fun, man. Especially when they can't do nothing. They can't climb or nothing. They can't fly up there. You know, it's, so fun.
Do you bulldoze, Moblins or something with them?
If you have if you use the magnet and, a boulder or something, you can knock them down if you're swinging them around. Yeah.
You're so evil, Breakman. You're so evil, man.
I'm trying to save Hyrule from these little monsters, man. I'm walking through the town of, I don't know, I guess whatever part of Hyrule I'm in. Just walking down the road, and I see this nice young couple just being assaulted by these monsters. This is the kind of thing that's going on in Hyrule that I am trying to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank wants to call me a monster. This nice young couple was scared for their lives, and I had to go save them.
You know what's funny is, if you
And
got...
then I came back to that area later on, and I had to do it again, and another time. And I think I'd like to kill them next time, but it won't let me.
I think it would be funny if the developers fucked with people, like the whole time you think you're being the good Link, and then at the end you find out you're Ganon reincarnated in Link's body or something, and you're like the monster.
And you suddenly turn around and stab the princess.
Yeah, the princess dies, and you're with a Wario fucking laugh, and then, oh man, that'd be so funny. But anyways, all right, let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Breakman?
We're just talking about Breath of the Wild. That's what I've been playing a lot of. I just beat I just beat the last of the Divine Beasts. So I've got to, if I knew it was giving me such an awesome ability, I would have taken that thing out a long time ago, though. Shit. That weapon's pretty sweet. It has a lightning strike to your attack.
That's cool.
The lightning strike does a lot of damage. I wish I'd known that.
Yeah, you could have gotten through.
I do like that the four divine beasts are basically giant puzzles. Like there's a lot of thinking to be done and stuff like that. And I got through most of them without cheating.
Most of them, like what, one? you got through one, maybe like half of one before you're like, fuck this.
That reminds me of one of my favorite jokes from Ghostbusters 2. At the end of the movie, they're talking to the mayor, and he's like, almost half of us voted for you in the last election. There's only four of them. That means only one of them voted for him.
That's funny, man. All right, anything else you've been playing, Brad?
So anyway, I beat another, like I said, I beat the last Divine Beast, and now I'm searching for the Princess Zelda's last memory, and I think I have the right idea of where it is now, because I'm looking at the picture, I noticed that one of the Divine Beasts is in the background. Yeah. Oh, okay, so I can get kind of the area it's in now, and but the problem is, like, I was heading to that area, and then all of a sudden I had this thing happen that hadn't happened to me in a while. My thing went off, the alarm telling you that there's a shrine nearby. Like, what? There's a shrine? Like, this has been a while. Most of the shrines left are like, yeah, I have to solve a puzzle first. Just, fuck is this shrine at? What else was I doing? I don't care. I'm going to find the shrine.
Ooh, squirrel. Shiny.
Yeah. So that's what's going on with me. Maybe I'll get back to looking for that memory after I find the shrine. Or It probably will be after I find a shrine. I'll be like, well, now I need some more arrows, and I'll go to some place to buy some arrows and talk to a villager that needs me to go do something else, and I go do that, and I'm like, well, I'm already here. I might as well go fishing or something, and then I'm out fishing. I see a treasure, and I get that out of the water. Like, and you're like, what was I doing again?
Yeah,
I'm supposed to get arrows. That's right.
What exactly was I supposed to do? Oh, fuck. Yeah, that. And then I was supposed to do... I did that in Final Fantasy VII. I would, like, take on, like, 3-4 tasks at once. What am I doing again? You
know, it's like, right.
I should just take one at a time, man. I skipped so much shit in that game. So fun, though, Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Breath of the Wild, it's such a great game. I can't recommend it enough for anybody. I'm just going to keep playing that and eventually buy the DLC for it, but... kind of feel like I'm getting closer to the end now, because I've got over 100 shrines done. I've got all the divine beasts. I've got most of the memories. Kind of running out of stuff to do.
Yeah, you might have to actually beat that game at some point.
Yeah, you're right. I might actually have to take on Ganon eventually. Yeah. I'll play the DLC. And now they're making a sequel to it, and I'm hoping the sequel doesn't have the same problems that games like... the second South Park game had, where it's essentially the same map.
Yeah.
So there's really not much new you can do with it. Like the same problem they have with the second Crackdown game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, here's the exact same world you've already played in. We know you already know what's expect and all, but
I mean, they can. New. That's, you know what, I gotta give games like the GTA series credit. Like, they never do anything like the same. You know, it's the same kind of premise of things. You're driving around and wreaking havoc.
I don't know why you'd be upset with the same map with Nyok, because it's done that forever, basically.
Well, it depends on how you do it.
But the thing with Yakuza is that the sub-stories are what make the game. Yeah. And you're always doing something different.
Yeah, see, that's different.
But don't get me wrong, too, because we're talking about Nintendo and Legend of Zelda. Like,
the same map would be fine if they, you know, up the quality of their side quests.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Breakman. Like,
there's a lot of connections with Skyward Sword, so you're probably going to be in, like, sky areas a lot more often. Yeah.
Don't worry. It'll be fine. Breath of the Wild 2 will just...
Yeah, Nintendo, that's what I was saying earlier. It's like, it's amazing to me that they've had such legendary games as the original Legend of Zelda, and then they were to top it with Link to the Past. Like, at the time, that was the most revolutionary game, and then we get games like Wind Waker. Like, they always find ways to top themselves.
Minish Cap was pretty good.
I liked Majora's Mask. I thought it was better than Ocarina of Time, honestly.
I don't
know why people hated it.
No, I like both games, man. Both were great. I mean, they consistently do great work. It's amazing, man. That team of people has been consistently amazing. All right, what else have you been playing, Break?
The same things I've always been playing. Halo. By always, I mean like right last month. The Cobra Kai game, it's a lot of fun. Let me clarify one thing that we talked about last time on Cobra Kai. Mm. You said playing the bad guy versus the good guy, and that's one of the things I really like about the show, isn't there isn't really good guys or bad guys. Well, in the later seasons there are, but for the most part, everybody's kind of complicated.
Yeah.
And they're kind of good and bad. Yeah. They're kind of like people, you know? They make mistakes, but they're trying to do the best they can.
You know, that's what I really like about AEW wrestling. Like, they don't do the tradition. I mean, they do have the traditional heels and baby faces and, you know, like old school kind of way of thinking. But, like, the majority of the roster could, like, I mean, it's just, it's always, like, ambiguous, you know? Like what, I mean, what's really going on? That's the intrigue of AEW, man. It's really good. Really, that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good. So you play each side and then eventually beat it with both sides, and then something else happens. I haven't beat it with both sides yet, so I don't know what'll happen then. But it's still a fun game. Yeah. And then Halo Infinite, and like I said last week, I'm still just kind of exploring, trying to find all the hidden stuff. Like, I didn't realize how much hidden stuff I'd missed. Like, damn. Especially the hidden audio tapes. Like, apparently I need like 10 more of them, and I've been looking for a week. So whatever.
Wow. Freak5 says someone should use the new RPG Maker to make the RP Grinders game. Go for it, Freak5.
See, I would just make the I'm Great game. Like, Breakman is great.
Oh, stop it.
It'd start out as like an RPG, and it'd just be me like tooting my own horn. Like, I'm so awesome.
Tooting your own harmonica.
Right.
All right, what else you been playing, Break?
That's it.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing more Final Fantasy 13. Not a whole lot since last time, but a little bit since. Played some more Pokemon Sword. I finished that yesterday.
Oh,
and
great.
I got through Infernax, which is now on Game Pass. And I played a little bit of East Origin today.
Ooh, I like East Origin.
And that's really it.
All right. I played a little more Phoenix Rising. We were talking about, like, you were talking about boulders, and I was talking about doing the arrow thing where I'm just, like, flinging these
Hold on. Before we get into the Stankos and your review, I just want to mention that we didn't talk about this because I wasn't here 2 weeks ago, or last week.
Okay, so this warranted interrupting what I've been playing, Eric? I mean, go right ahead, man.
But I wanted to talk about the Sony and Bungie acquisition. I don't think you guys talked about that last week.
The Sony acquisition of what? Of
Bungie.
Bungie? Oh, okay. Well, do you want to talk about that now, or after I...
After you're done.
All right. Wow. Okay.
I just figured that if I didn't stop you, you'd just keep going.
Well, of course. It was my time to talk about the games I've been playing, Eric. Well, Phoenix Rising is basically what I've been playing other than MPQ. And I've been just having a lot of fun beating a lot of the stronger enemies, just like getting up on a perch somewhere and like barely, like what I was doing, there was like this the blue, like bluish, like griffin thing. And I got up on the, it was like a kind of crumbling platform. And I just got on the lip of the highest part where, like, if it threw a fireball, you could see the fireball blow up in front of you, but it wouldn't, like, touch you. So I just kept on shooting arrow after arrow and killed it. It was fun. All right, Eric, continue on. Finish. Did you have anything you want to... you want to talk about Sony...
No, we can do it in free-for-all. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, I had free-for-all already planned with the... But if we get time, we'll talk about it. All right.
Yeah.
Reviews. Let's go on to reviews.
RP Grinders reviews.
We find out that Break is the villain. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you? We're a team here. It would be Freak 5 is the villain, the main villain of the game. That would be the RP Grinders game. But he's like...
I mean, the main villain would end up being Skype.
Oh! That would be an even bigger twist, plot twist, man. You find out that the evil organization behind all the bosses was Skype.
Drake, right. Should get an x-ray to find out whether or not he has metal plates in his body that interfere with, like, electronics here specifically.
The real culprit is Breakman himself. It's like one of those M. Night Shyamalan twists at the end. You know, it's like, the real enemy was Skype, but you were aiding in the whole thing, Breakman. You were the
enemy catalyst. Was Skype. Do you know what your name is? Skype. You mean I was Skype all along? Fuck.
It's like in what you call it in Knights of the Old Republic 1, like if you name yourself Dark Revan, it's like it repeats itself at the end, you know. It's like one of those things.
I can imagine someone doing an Among Us show and then you find out like the main character is the thing that's killing people, but you don't realize you're killing people. Right. And then you have to live with the fact that you've killed people.
Right. Right. Okay, I didn't see anything for Eric Brake. Do you have any reviews?
I'm trying to think. I did see something, I don't want to review it. Let's go.
All right.
Fine.
I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the new one that's on Netflix right now. It came out today. I watched most of it last night-ish, well, in the morning type thing, and the rest of it this morning. And, oof, boy. It's a rough sequel, but it's kind of scary, and it has some wicked gore in it, man. And
I kind of groaned at one of the lines that was being said in the trailer with, like he was, like, threatening this person, or he canceled them, a.k.a. killed him or something. But, like, really, you went there?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think the main problem with this movie was the script. I mean, to be honest, and the acting, it's not so much the acting. They should have got better actors for it. I'm not saying they were terrible as actors and actresses, but I just
saying they were cheap.
So no, I think there were no main like kind of mainstream actors. It seemed like most of the performances, except for maybe like one of the main females, was like kind of honed in, you know, like phoned in. Like I don't think anybody really cared about the material at hand. You mm-hmm. know, to me, it was just I don't know. They didn't other than, like I said, this one actress, which, by the way, this is one of the worst looking cast of any one of these type of movies. It basically turns into like a slasher type movie with the chainsaw, you know. I mean, Leatherface. But I mean, there were some nifty homages and callbacks to the original. But it just, I mean, to me, I mean, it was an admirable job. But and it does set up for its own sequel, which is nice. I'm happy because I thought they handled Leatherface actually really well, but. You know, just the whole premise was just a flawed kind of deal. So, you know, it just it's okay. It's
you think that a sequel could be a chance for them to do better next time?
Absolutely, 100%, Eric. I thought it was
Think they'll be able to do one though?
Yes, yes.
Because Netflix has a habit of just canning things.
Yeah,
they definitely do.
They do.
They have a habit of overreacting, I think.
I think if it does well enough, if enough people watch it, they will make a sequel. And it's warranted because I think there's fertile ground. Like they set it up really nicely. So, I mean, and now the next one could be a real get back to your roots type of TCM, in my opinion. So I thought it was way too short. I thought the premise was absolutely ridiculous.
Not every movie needs to be 2 hours and 30 minutes.
No. I don't. This movie was like literally like an hour and 15 minutes, Eric. Like they could have added another 15, 20 minutes, and it would have been. I thought it would have. I mean, they easily could have done it. I mean, I don't know.
Has there ever been a director's cut of a Netflix original
movie? No, but I'm hoping that there is a director's cut of this movie because I would watch it. Honestly, I really would. I just think the kills were excellent in this movie. Like, there's a scene in a bus that's an all-timer, in my opinion, just great. The end was pretty good. It kind of reminded me of Nightmare on Elm Street in a way. That ending, but it was pretty brutal, man. Like You know, the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre was not as gory as people remember it. Like, if you go back and watch the original, there's really only one scene where it got really gory. Just your imagination took you in places, but this one left nothing to the imagination. It was straight on gore fest, and I actually appreciated it. It was good. It was brutal. It was you know, there's a lot left to be desired, but like I said, they set it up for a sequel. I'm giving it a 7 out of 10. I thought it was well worth the watch, but it you know, kind of a letdown, but I don't know, man. What were people expecting for a sequel to a movie that was made in like 1973 or something? You know, it's not, I mean, it's not easy to do. I thought the filmmakers did a pretty good job. So there you go. All right. Break didn't have anything. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Hey, Slagar's in chat. Welcome back, Slagar. Welcome back on in. Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
Okay, Joe Rogan. Oh wait, no, Wyland's not here. Never mind.
By the way, Dungeon's in chat too. What's up, Dungeon?
Well, first one is going to be Florida has decided that they're just straight up homophobic in Florida. They're not even trying to hide anymore.
Yeah,
because the bill is called "Don't Say Gay."
Wow,
like, they're just. They're trying to make it illegal in schools to homosexuality or anything outside of the normal.
Yeah, let's just ignore a huge part of our population. I mean, that's the way to be all inclusive and good.
See, I thought they were trying to do it as framing it as like a neoliberal bullshit move where like we can't say gay because gay is actually hurtful or something like that. And no, but way. Like it's actually cover for just them being discriminatory.
It's just a blatant homophobic law. I mean, it's trying to send kids back into the closet. You know, when they're at the most emotional time of their lives. You know, when they're you're more hormonal during your teenage years than any time in your life. Right.
Right.
At a delicate time in their lives, we're making their lives harder.
Yeah.
A lot harder than they need to be.
Yeah. All right, what else you got, whatever. Breakman?
So fuck Florida. There was a little video on Twitter, which at first I watched, like I looked at real quickly, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And then I spent like the next few minutes, I spent more time looking for the meme of the Macho Man than I did actually watching the video. And as soon as I found the meme, I started looking for the comments, and somebody put up a video of the original, and I'm like, wait a minute. Oh shit, now I can't unsee that. So Square Enix put out a video of one of the most iconic scenes from Final Fantasy VI, which the remake is coming out next week. In one of the most iconic scenes, it's the train fight. Saban can suplex the train, which has always been like a holy shit move. Like he picks it up and he drops the train on its head. And like, it's cool. This game came out in the, mid, early 90s? And this is supposed to be a remaster. Well, the remaster messed up the suplex. And then...
I don't even know if the mess up. It's like Meteor Strike is what it's supposed to be.
Well, I mean, but... That, like,
yeah, blame Woozley for having a very bland translation for calling it suplex in the first place.
Yeah, and I know people are upset about the fonts. I don't think the font's going to change, period. But I'm hoping...
Well, modders can fix that on the PC version, at least, but... Yeah,
but not on the mobile. But the thing that caught me that I can't go unnoticed is they missed, like, sprite animations on the moving characters. So, like, the characters running away now look like they have broken arms. It's...
Wow.
They did say it was apparently like pre-release footage, but why would you use pre-release footage for a game that's coming out in a couple days?
I know, and they said we're still working on polishing it and this and that, and I'm like, it's coming out a lot sooner than you've been working on this forever. Like, this is supposed to be a remaster, and you guys have kind of...
Well, it's not going to be a day one patch, because we know how Square is with patches. They'll do it much later.
Yeah.
Frank, have you seen the Texas... Dildo Masquerade? It is a porn parody of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
No.
It has Ron Jeremy in it.
I would watch that.
Slagar says, he stole my moves from me, bastard.
He stole his moves from me. Yeah, I did see that. I haven't seen that Freak 5, but I'll check it out later, probably. But.
And so back to Final Fantasy, like if they've messed up like one of the most iconic scenes from the game and they're touting it,
yeah. Like I don't even care that the train's upside down or that like Meteor Strike thing is just stupid in my opinion. That's just nostalgia juicing. And but like yeah, fix your animation, Square.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that bothered me the most was really like the it looks like Cyan has a broken arm as he's running, and I'm just like that's come on, like this is just a small detail. Like if you missed this, what else did you miss?
Yeah.
Anyway, then let's move on to hey Frank, is it Black History Month again?
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay, so the cops have started being nice to black people, right?
Well, it's nearing the end of the Black History Month, but yes.
Yeah. No. No.
Oh, they haven't. No. Like this incident that happened in New Jersey, where a white kid attacked a black kid and was beating him up, and the cops came over and
arrested the black kid,
or gently put the white kid in the seat while they kneeled on the black kid and cuffed him, even though he was the one that was A, attacked, and B, was getting beaten.
Let me ask you guys this question: does that surprise you in any shape, form, or fashion? Breakman, is it?
Wait, but this Black Mystery Month, I thought this was the month where police are supposed to be nice at least.
Yeah, right.
For one month at least, or a day or something.
Or at least they can pretend to be.
Yeah, at least fake it, at least. No. Yeah, this is just, and then of course there's going
to
be investigations, higher-ups and stuff like that, but it's just, like, the kid was getting beaten, and they jump in and they tackle him again, and then they help the other kid up, and the other kid.
This is almost like the schoolyard fights when the kids get into a fight. Teacher catches them, punishes both of them.
Yeah.
Well, even the white kid at one point put his hands up, like, "Are you going to cuff me too?" Like he was expecting to be cuffed too, and the cops are like, "No, you're fine. It's all good."
Yeah, no, we got bigger fish to fry here. Move aside, white guy. We got to get this black guy. You know, just. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder if that kid is gonna think twice about being a black kid now. Because like, oh boy, if I get in trouble again, and then they're gonna punish the person I beat up. So maybe I shouldn't beat up people anymore.
No, I think it's gonna encourage him to beat up more.
I was gonna say, like,
people.
Yeah, if anything, it'd be the opposite. Because now he's like, oh well, I'm going to get a handshake from the cops if I beat up a black kid. Cool.
Well, you made it sound like he was, like, in disbelief.
No, he was.
Yeah,
he was.
The white kid afterwards was, he was kind of like, I'm not getting cuffed for this.
Right.
And he said, and they interviewed him later, and he's like, I couldn't believe they didn't arrest me.
Right.
I think they should have.
Right.
I mean, I think they should have, or cuffed me, not arrest me, but yeah. I think they should have cuffed me.
I mean, honestly,
cuff the other kid, they should cuff me too.
Honestly, this is nothing new, Breakman. I mean, it's not shocking, and it should be shocking every single fucking time. But it happens so often. It happens so often that we're desensitized to it for the most part, and insulated, and you know all these other things.
That's why I want to keep
mentioning it. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're going to continue doing that on the show. I mean, it's nice to have. You know, it's really refreshing. You know, you guys are both very progressive in your way of thinking, and that's, you know, that's really cool, because like I know Eric is way more liberal minded.
I don't know if it's progressive, humanistic.
No,
maybe.
See, that's
like,
what I was gonna
humane.
Get,
like,
I was gonna
I
yeah.
look at other people as people.
Right. I was gonna. Well, see, that's the biggest problem. I have a video out, Breakman, and it would piss you off because it's basically. Me getting out, because what I do is I drive around in the city, basically one street, the main street in all of Denver, Lakewood, Aurora, and I look for cop watching opportunities, right? Mm-hmm. And I stopped at one of these cop watches where these cops were basically looking at this homeless guy that was just laying on the ground, right? And one of the regional transit supervisors, which is like the bus system here in Denver, RTD is what they call it. One of these RTD supervisors was like there, and he like put his foot on the guy, and he was like kind of pushing him over, and you know it was pissing me off.
They don't treat people like people.
No.
Is the problem?
No, that's they don't look at you mentioned it, humanity, right? Empathy, sympathy. You know, these are traits that these people just don't don't have. You know, they don't. They weren't brought up that way. They don't care. And there's another huge problem, man. It's a white supremacy problem in the police department.
And you say they lack sympathy. Well, look at what happened in New York when they had that huge quote unquote arrest, and they were touting like they got all the goods back, and the goods turned out to be diapers and baby food and stuff like that.
Right.
Like So it was poor people trying to put diapers on your kids, and that's what you guys are celebrating, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. You want something even worse, man? There was a snowstorm here. Imagine that—a snowstorm in Denver, Colorado, right? And in the middle of this,
It's hard to imagine.
Right. It's really hard because Denver like never had snow, right? Especially in March, which you know. But anyways. Or in February. February and March are like...
Damn, you got me all excited. Like, oh, February's gone. No, yeah, damn it.
I know. So basically, these cops went out with a park ranger, right? And they were putting up these fucking temporary signs that said, you can't park here, blah, 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 right? For all the homeless people that were on this particular street, right? And it was in the middle of a snowstorm. These guys had nothing better to do than to pick on people way less fortunate than themselves. And luckily, one of my friends got wind of this, right? And went over there and gave them hell, right? And prevented, because there was nothing these people were doing was illegal, right? They had the legal right to park there. They could be in their campers. It was in the middle of a bad snowstorm, right? This happened about a week ago. So instead of like just leaving them the fuck alone, waiting for at least the snow to blow over and kindly asking them to move, they had to like use brute force, right? Let's get the park ranger over here. Let's cite him for some bullshit thing that is non-existent and all this, right? Now, mind you, my friend prevented all of that, right? She was stalwart. Her name is Regan Benson. If you guys ever get a chance to watch Regan Benson's channel, watch it. She doesn't take shit from nobody, and especially cops. But and come to find out after the fact, now they have a warrant for her arrest because she was quote-unquote interfering because she prevented these assholes from doing the absolute wrong thing from happening. Just terrible. I mean, it is Black History Month, and you would think that at least for this month that they would calm their shit.
Well, I was just being, you know, sarcastic about that.
I know.
I mentioned, like, every time, like, you know, Black History Month itself shouldn't matter. Like, just, you know, that we shouldn't need a Black History Month, but we absolutely do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Slager says, even I know better than to park on the street during a snow. Look, there's no place for these people to go, Slager. There's just no place for these people to go. Poor people trying to take care of their kids that Republicans say deserve to live, but also cut funding to help. Yeah, I mean, it happens to Democrats too, Freak Five. Let's be fair. I mean, both sides, they don't give a fuck about poor people. They don't give a fuck about black people. They don't give a fuck about people in general.
The difference in this instance is that Republicans will use the excuse of we're trying to stop people from dying. Like, we're trying to stop kids from dying, whereas Democrats will just lie to us about it. Okay, we're going to help kids. We're going to do everything we can.
This is a cool article that Slagard just brought up. It's CDC confirms the power of anime and ventilation prevented NYCCon from being an Omicron super spreader. So that's really cool. Okay. I'll have to read this later, but this might be a topic for the future, Slagard. That's really cool. I mean,
I would not trust OhioCon to be safe, though.
Yeah, no. But that's really cool. That's good news. It's good to see. So there you go. I think we're who's Stinko did? Okay, I did. Any more Stinkos, Breakman?
No, I've taken enough. Like, it's just right. Cops abusing black people is nothing new.
Right. I'm just glad that more and more people are realizing it and not saying it's not a problem anymore. Like, it used to be, oh, that's not true. It's not a problem in this country. And now it's kind of, the narrative is that at the very least changing.
The problem was that if we've had police unions with all the power and the media, under their control, and we didn't have video evidence that we do now. Now they can't. Now they can argue with whatever they want, but we have video saying this is your story is completely different from the one you told.
Right, and the cameras don't lie either.
Right.
So, all right.
No matter how people try to say they do.
All right. Yeah. Eric, your stinkos.
My stinkos. First of all, my aunt died a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on Twitter. I'm sorry, man.
And their funeral was this morning. I didn't go to that or the calling hours, which is why I'm still here. And but besides that, after my 60-hour work week of working 12s for 5 days, I'm pretty sure my health took a nosedive because I've had a bunch of different issues since, like... I think I might have caught a mild flu virus, or I'm still getting over my flu virus, but working all that extra work made it worse.
Yeah.
And, like, symptoms like sore muscles were amplified, and coughing fits, and I had headaches, and I was just generally really tired most of the time.
You could you have gotten COVID?
No, because I tested negative twice.
Okay.
I tested before the 12 hours and after the 12 hour
gotcha.
Week.
Got you. Okay. I was just making sure. Yeah, I had flu too.
But after that, I mean, during those 12 hours, I messed up my finger at work trying to tie these wires together because they're notoriously hard to work with sometimes. And so that's been recovering. But then I also, this morning, not this morning, Thursday evening, my foot was really, my big toe on my right foot was really swollen. It hurt really bad this morning, and it hadn't healed at all, apparently.
Did you, piss off a leprechaun or something? Like, these, like, just seems like random, fuck?
I called off work to just not have to walk around all day and just let my foot like stop swelling.
Yeah.
So I cut my toenails, and it seemed to help. And my body's antibodies are doing their job, so whatever infection I have is mostly gone today by now.
Good.
But it took nearly the entire day for that to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the older you get, the worse your immune system works, man. So that's at least good that you're healing up, man. That's good. All right, anything else, Eric?
No, not really. That's it for stinkos.
Yeah, mine's really trivial, man. I mean, other than cops being stupid this week, like I've gotten cops like being dumb with homeless people, cops you know, being stupid with me and me calling them out on it, you know, it's just, but, by the way, Slagar, that sounds great except for Budweiser. I can't stand Budweiser. But I do like Clamato, in Coors. That's really good to me. But anyways, mine is really, really kind of trivial. It's, the stupid call in the Super Bowl break, man. Like I was literally, like, the refs cost the fucking Bengals that game, man.
I forgot to add that one to my show.
I am fully convinced there was a call, with a holding call, which I thought was one of the worst calls in Super Bowl history. There was no holding. It was a perfect play, and that could have been the difference in that game, and the refs cost... I'm convinced the refs cost the Bengals the Super Bowl.
I've said it before, like, the officiating this year had been... I always complain about the fishing. I bet this year was even worse than it had been in a while. But even still, like, we knew the officiating was bad. You got to be able to overcome it.
Yeah.
You got to put more points up on the board when you have a chance.
Should it always come down to a referee's stupid calls, man?
It shouldn't. I can't. You know? That's why I want a future where machines do everything.
I agree. Like, I mean... I would, you know, there's got to be some human element in there, because if robots controlled it, there'd be a holding call on every single play. You know what I mean? But they've got to start letting a little bit of shit go, or at least have the ability to have like more challenges, right? The ability to challenge a penalty. to see if there is actually a penalty on that play. Because
And they've got to get rid of the taunting penalty.
Yes! The taunting penalties are dumb. They're stupid. It's like, come on. I mean, the referee. And
the severity of some of the penalties, like an automatic first down for some of them, like, that's, like, come on. Like, that's, yeah.
And it's always...
Like, a pass interference is an automatic first down from the spot of the foul? Like,
right. It should just be... It should be, like, at most, a 10-yard penalty, right? First down, 10-yard penalty, right? I mean, that's...
What is that stupid one where... if it goes out of the end zone, how is that? It goes out of the end zone because of the other team.
If you fumble,
you get penalized for it.
If you fumble a football at the one and it goes through the end zone, it's the other team's ball,
right,
at the 20. Yeah, and I always had a problem with that too. I think that's stupid. I think if you fumble, it should just be your ball at the one. You know, unless the other team recovers it in the end zone, then it's their ball and the end. You know, I never understood that either, man. So dumb. And I hate the overtime rules. Like, yes. if you get the coin toss, and you score a touchdown, it's over. Who's to say that the other team wouldn't score a touchdown? You know what I mean? Like keep it going. Like, that's so dumb. You know, I don't know. Just stupid.
I've just shook my head and say whatever of the overtime rule, because we've had a lot of different ones over the years that have been really stupid, but yeah. So whatever. But it seems odd to not give one team that ever have the ball ever.
At least one possession each team. Yeah. You know, it makes no sense. There was a game with the Bills and the Chiefs that was awesome. And as soon as the Chiefs won the coin toss, I'm like, well, there you go. There's the game on a coin toss. The Bengals were lucky. They lost that coin toss in that overtime game and still won, which is hardly ever
that
happens.
That was amazing.
I even tweeted you, better luck next year, break. You know, it's like, it was one of the rare exceptions. It very, very rarely happens. But anyways, that was my stink of the week. Very trivial, but...
the officiating. Oh, and that also, I forgot to mention, since we're talking about the Super Bowl, the halftime show, the complainers about the halftime show.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It was a great halftime show.
Notice, like, how they don't speak up unless it's, like, a black performer.
Right.
They are very quiet when, like, a white lady singing. Like, there are no complaints ever. But if it's a black person, like, it's over-sexualized or...
Yeah, the Beyoncé performance.
Snoop smoked weed before the thing, and, like, they're throwing a fit about that. Oh, my God. And, like, he committed mass murder.
I mean, honestly, if you don't know that fucking Snoop Dogg smokes weed every single day at every opportunity, then you're just so stupid. I mean, it doesn't affect his performance. It you know... Come on. It was great. It was a great halftime show. I thought anyways. I really liked it. But whatever. I mean, I still think they should get Metallica out there and to do one. I mean, it's a disgrace that Metallica hasn't been a halftime performer at the Super Bowl, but you know, whatever. They did a great job this year, you know? I mean, whatever. All right. Anything else, Blake or Eric, before we move on? All right, sweeter.
What does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're sweet of the week.
Oh, my sweet goes to that halftime show. It was one of the fucking best halftime shows I've ever seen.
Yeah,
not that I've watched most of them. I just listen to them usually because I'm playing Halo for my halftime. Halo thing. But, I thought it was an amazing performance, and they did some things I thought were, like, really cool. Like, they had, like, obese women dancing and stuff. Like, when do you see stuff like that at the halftime show, you know? Like, they were trying to be inclusive.
Yeah.
I mean, even though Dre's a woman beater, but...
When Metallica is 75, they will be out there for halftime. Yeah. Well, they're there already, Slagar. Almost, man. But I agree. Like, they brought out, who was it, John Fogerty, like, a couple years ago. I was like, oh, man. They couldn't... It was right after that Super Bowl where... Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson were out there, and the snafu happened with
exactly, like, that proves it has nothing to do with anything but race, because Justin Timberlake was basically you know, the right had nothing to say about him, but they murdered Janet Jackson.
Yep. I mean, it's crazy, man.
I mean, she was the worst criminal on the planet for like 2 years, you know.
Even though it was Justin Timberlake that ripped her.
I know. I was just thinking, wasn't she assaulted live on stage?
I know. It's so bad. I still remember that Super Bowl, man. That was the talk of the town after that. I don't even remember who was playing, but I remember that halftime show.
Right, you know,
it's like so stupid.
And back to this Super Bowl show, too. If Snoop Dogg smoked weed before the show and put on that kind of performance,
right?
I think we know why the other performers sucked. Yeah. Like maybe they needed to get high before into the show.
He was great. He was great.
Snoop Dogg fucking owned it. Like, there was a ton of performers out there, like A-list performers, and Snoop Dogg shined above everybody.
Yeah, and he does that all the time. I mean, he smokes weed all the day, every day.
Do you know that Snoop Dogg has a gaming room that has a painting of the American artwork for Mega Man Legends on it?
That's fucking
he
cool.
Does? That's amazing.
Really cool. Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah.
I like him even more now.
Anything else, Break?
Back to Sweetos. Since America is going the way of making homosexuality illegal, other countries like New Zealand are going in the opposite direction, where they outlawed conversion therapy.
That's great.
But for any, well, it's not completely outlawed. If you're an adult, you can still do it if you're a legal adult. But there's no like forcing teenagers into this conversion therapy bullshit anymore. Whereas here in America,
total ban.
What's that?
Hopefully, it leads to a total ban, though.
Yeah, hopefully. But in America, I hear the people, when you talk about Bennett, well, why do you want to take away the choice? Like, what are you fucking talking about? Take away the choice? They're trying to change kids. They're trying to force kids to be something they're not.
Right, right.
And conversion therapy has been shown to lead to, like, mental health issues up to and including suicide.
Yeah, yeah. Conversion therapy is awful. It is... I mean, Mike Pence believed in conversion therapy, and it was it's some
Mike
of the
Pence
worst
also,
shit.
Also, can't be alone with a woman because he's married. So apparently, he can't be trusted to be alone with any woman. Period.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I got one more. This one's just me just enjoying it, just watching all the trouble that Trump's been going through this last week.
I mean,
him and his family. The lawyers just ruled that he can be sued for January. The federal judge just ruled he can be sued for January 6th.
Yeah.
He's being subpoenaed to. He has to testify now under oath. Yeah.
His accounting firm dropped his ass like
that one is fantastic. Like they'd been with them since I think Fred Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been with him like his whole life, essentially.
Yeah. Mazar or whatever it is, yeah.
Which we know that means they've been hiding shit for years and years. But because of statute of limitations, they can only go back to like 2010 or something like that.
That's why they only disavowed 10 years worth. Material. Yeah. It just. None of these people are ever going to see the inside of a jail.
Criminal in itself.
Right.
But just proof that our justice system is completely broken.
Right.
Beyond
but
repair.
It's still fun to see them squirm. You know?
I know. I'm just watching them have meltdowns like Eric Trump's just... He was talking so fast, I think he got into Don Jr.'s coke. He might be fighting a little bit. He's stealing his brother's cocaine.
I know. What was I going to tell you, man? Giuliani thinks that Eminem should leave the country. It's like fucking what is wrong with these people, man? It's just so funny, man. It's so stupid. Yeah. All right, anything else, Break?
No.
All right, just Eric.
My personal enjoyment to other people suffering.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, I didn't see that you had a Sweeto. Did you have a Sweeto this week?
The week is over.
Oh, how dare you.
I'm not dead or something.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's always good, Eric.
Yeah, that's my Sweeto. Jesus.
Yeah, that's a Puma Sweeto. Hall of Fame Sweeto.
The Queen's inching closer to death, hopefully.
I got a couple of quick Sweetos. One is the Undertaker's going into the WWE Hall of Fame. The dead man. You know, you've, you know.
Shouldn't he have been, like, number one?
Well, he just retired, like, what, like last year or something, man.
I know, so, but still, like, he should have still been, like, number one. Like, they should, as soon as they open the Hall of Fame, like, oh, yeah, well, he's been here since the beginning, so. He's
right, like, right. Yeah, he really should have been.
He'll be here a long time after half of us are gone.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, he will.
And then I know that the Bengals lost the Super Bowl, Breakman, but I actually took the liberty to buy you a customized gift that I will be sending in the mail probably on Monday. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't just lose. They lost. They made them work for that victory.
Yeah, no, they put up a good fight, man. I mean, they should have won. It was a bullshit fucking holding call at the end that I think cost them that game.
They also missed the offsides penalty that preceded that. Like, the other team was completely offsides. Like, there should have been flags to stop that play dead.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah. I agree. But, you know, that's just the way that it is, man. They you know, there have been lots of talk that the Super Bowl was rigged. I mean, I don't want to go that far,
it's just bad officiating.
It's like, pretty close, though. It's pretty close to...
I don't think there's any rigging at all. I just think it's just... this is happening so fast, they just really are missing the plays.
Yeah, I honestly think
that... But then when it goes to New York and it's an obvious play and they still get it wrong, then it makes me wonder.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, man. I mean, I honestly think that penalties should be reviewed, too, especially controversial ones. You know, I mean, like pass interference penalties or like in this case, the holding penalty, which was... That was one of the greatest fucking defended plays I've ever seen, man. That guy played that play so perfect. You couldn't have done... It was fucking textbook. He didn't hit the guy. He reached around and barely even touched him and batted the ball down. It was such a good play, and I'm like...
I know.
God damn it, man.
Have they ever, like, exonerated a team in post game, like, gave them the win or something?
No. No. But anyways,
I think that's happened in baseball once or twice.
Really? Well, I don't know.
But, like, not for the World Series, like a regular season game.
I don't know. But it was egregious. It was a tarnish on a great Super Bowl. And I can't help but think that if that call didn't go that way, that the Bengals would have somehow pulled out that game, man. I mean, honestly, they were playing so good. They were playing with such heart, and I mean, not enough points, right? But right. Still, I mean, they did good enough. That defense was stout, man.
Yeah.
Super stout the whole game, man. And they just
for it to come down to penalties at the end is what really sucked.
Yeah, and it did. It came down to penalties. That's what it came down to, and it marred an otherwise great game. And I told you before,
like, we go to see the athletes, not the refs.
Right.
And sometimes the refs just want to be the stars.
And they were in this one for sure, man. And it just, I mean, I'm glad to see Von Miller get another Super Bowl. I'm not gonna lie, man. I mean, it didn't like kill me, but I'm like,
I'm happy for the winners. I'm not like, a lot of people were mad and stuff like that, and I'm just like, this is the most fun I've had being a Bengals fan in like 30 years. So I'm even though they lost, I'm not in like in a bad mood about
it. And you shouldn't be, man, because I'm telling you, Joe Burrow's gonna lead them there a few times. I don't know about next year. He needs some offensive line help for sure, but they will be back for sure, man. It's a great team, and you guys got probably a 10-year window with Joe Burrow.
They have got to do it this year. Put some fucking people in front of Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Defend the
man,
for God's sakes.
Go all out. Get every single great free agent. Draft offensive lineman, man.
Yep.
I would be
like,
surrounding.
Have other positions covered. Just get offensive lineman.
Yep. Exactly, man. Offensive lineman after offensive lineman after offensive lineman, man. I would make a draft of it, man. I mean, fuck, man. Your defense is stout. You might need a linebacker like the Broncos do.
Yeah.
But
I think those are things that can be addressed in free agency.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Whereas, like, the linemen especially, like, offensive and defensive, like, those are people, like, you build up from their rookie year and you, like, you know, you can – they're hard to come by, like, you know what I mean.
I think you guys should go after Riley Reiff, man, from Washington. I mean, he's coming up in free agency, all out on that one, and draft, man. I think, man, I can you imagine the Bengals with a good offensive line, man? They'd be unstoppable, man. There'd be no.
Oh, man, they would have been this year.
Yep. All right. We'll see next year. We got to move on, though, guys. Mm-hmm. We have to move on to this. It's a free for all. All right, guys, we are going to move on to our tournament. And if we have time, we'll talk about Sony buying Bungie. So we've got the greatest video game couples of all time. We're down to eight teams. We're going to let them duke it out this week, and then we'll finish it up next week. This is all in honor of, the month of love. Supposed to be the month of love and Black History Month. Next year I think I'm going to do a Black History tournament, and I think that'd be cool. Like the greatest Black characters of all time, and I'll do that next year. But I didn't even think about it this year. But we're going to finish up this tournament. So why don't we get right into it? We got four matchups for you left: Mario and Princess Peach versus Master Chief and Cortana. Breakman, you do the honors.
Before the fourth game, I probably would have said before the fourth Halo, I would have said Mario and Peach. But the fourth Halo game was all about the Chief and Cortana's relationship, and it's really fueled the Chief's story since then. Like what happened to Cortana, and he really started to become a character who just wasn't like the one man soldier. Like he started to question his humanity. Like between him and her, like who was the real machine and who was the real person, you know?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Mario and Princess Peach, and I'll tell you why. Because what motherfucker through as many games as what Mario has been through to save Princess Peach's ass? Like, which character can you name? Maybe Link. Link is possibly the closest, but I think there's more Mario games, so I'm siding with Mario on this. I think Mario has proven time and time again he's always going to be there for Princess Peach, even though they're not technically an item.
See, I thought we already discussed this, though. We know what's actually going on. Like, it's actually Peach and Bowser. Right. Mario's a kidnapper.
Right. All right, Eric, it's up to you. Mario and Princess Peach versus Master Chief and Cortana.
Chief and Cortana.
Oh, God.
Wow, you know that's a huge upset.
That's a huge upset, and I think that was just Eric's anger at me. I think he heard my he heard my rousing speech for Mario and Princess Peach. And he's like, yeah, fuck you. All right, next matchup. This is a surprising matchup: Samus and Baby Metroid versus Yennefer and Geralt from The Witcher. Eric, you go first on this one.
I don't know enough about Yennefer and Geralt or anything that happened to any of the Witcher games. So I'm going with the Samus and the Baby Metroid.
All right, Breakman.
Oh, man. The actress who plays Yennefer... actor plays Yennefer is really hot. But I didn't really play the games. Whereas that Samus and Metroid, that's one of the most touching relationships in any game, I think. Because in the original Metroid, the original game Metroid, they were enemies. Like the Metroids were trying to, they're just to suck your life and shit. And she was just there killing them. But then she finds the baby one and kind of raises it and becomes the mother to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you play Dread or Fusion and Dread specifically, that's the even more cemented relationship.
Yeah, I'm going with Samus and the Metroid.
You know what? I wanted to say Yennefer and Geralt, but you know what? If you played the games, Geralt is kind of a whore. So I'm going to go with Samus and Baby Metroid. Clean sweep on that. All right, next matchup. Slagar says Eric needs to be banned from these things.
Well, I don't consider Mario and Peach a couple at all.
See, well, it's Slagar, I know. He's with Paulina.
There's... They're definitely a couple, but not in the traditional sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right. We did talk
about that. We discussed this. All right. I think you guys are wrong. I'm just saying. But anyways,
Pauline hasn't been a character since forever.
Yeah, maybe she dumped him and he can't get over her, and that's why, like...
Yeah, Jackie and
he found a girl that looks almost like her, and then he's been chasing after ever since. So she's not interested.
All right, Jackie and Jenny
she's given him one kiss in like 40 years.
Yeah. All right, Jackie and Jenny from the Darkness, a surprise upset from last week versus Ellie and Riley from The Last of Us. I'm going to go first on this one. We were talking about gay rights earlier. I mean, I like the Jenny Jackie connection. In the Darkness, I think I got her name right. I might have fucked up the name on Jackie and whatnot. But I like the Ellie and Riley story in Last of Us. There was a whole kind of side game that dealt with them. And it just, I don't know. You really felt like they were a true couple. I'm going with Ellie and Riley. Breakman, what say you?
I didn't play the Last of Us games, but... And I do remember that scene from them sitting on the couch and watching TV together in the darkness, like just kind of bonding. Like that's what real couples do.
Yeah.
But I think this is the only same-sex couple we have in here is Ellie and Riley, and since the rest of America is attacking same-sex couples, I think I'll root for them here.
All right, Eric, your choice.
I'll go for Ellie and Riley.
All right, clean sweep on that one. Last matchup for this week. Tidus and Yuna from Final Fantasy X, and Nathan Drake and Elena Fisher from the Uncharted series. Now, I'm going to go first on this one. This is a tough one because Tidus and Yuna's story is really awesome. It's a love story for sure, even though it's like everything's implied, right? Because you can't, you just can't go straight up with it. But Nathan Drake...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No, go right ahead, man. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, it's a young love story, and these are two virgins, so...
Right.
Whereas, like, Nathan Drake, these are adults, so it's kind of different. Right.
Nathan Drake and Elena Fisher, though, I mean, that story spans, like, four different games.
Do they have
an
open relationship? Because in between the first game's conclusion and the second game, where he's hooked up with Chloe...
Well, basically, they had a little, like, falling out type deal.
Well, I know that kind of happened.
Yeah.
But they never explained how.
Yeah.
They
were on a break, and then, Nathan got... But, in the end, like, they ended up as a solid couple. I think, as much as I want to say Tidus and Yuna, these guys get married, right? That's the ultimate couple, I think. So, Nathan Drake and Elena Fisher for me. I don't know. What say you, Breakman?
I'm going to go with the young love of Tidus and Yuna. I mean, towards the end of the game, when he realizes what's going to happen to him and stuff, he still fights for her with everything in him,
Yeah, that is true.
Even though he knows he's going to die, like, everything he puts on the line for her.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're the tiebreaker on this one.
I'm going to go with Tidus and Yuna.
See, Slugger can be mad at Eric because he knows not to be expecting anything from me. He's automatically disappointed with me, so all his ire is going towards Eric now.
I think you guys are totally wrong, and you guys went against every one of my picks, so fuck you both.
I have my own reasons. Ellie and Riley picked.
Oh, that's true. You did do one. Okay, yeah. But you almost didn't there. That would have been a clean sweep of anti-Frank this week. But all right, we got right. We're gonna finish up this tournament next week. We still got four power couples. We got Master Chief and Cortana going up against the surprising Samus and Baby Metroid, and Ellie and Riley.
Think Slugger's a contrarian. That's what I think.
Ellie and Riley from The Last of Us versus Tidus and Yuna from Final Fantasy X. It's gonna be a bang up episode next week to figure out who is the greatest video game couple of all time. So.
I don't know if me and Slayer could sit in the same room and game together, because we'd be arguing over what game to play and shit. And then, like, then if we'd play Turtles, it's like, well, I want to be him. No, I want to be him,
Hey, Eric, we're going to talk about a couple of things next week, because we're going to have plenty of time. We're going to talk about the Sony thing with Bungie, and we're also going to be talking about the article that Slagar provided about the... the ventilation and the anime con in New York City. So we're gonna end the show now, but we will talk about those things next week after we get done finishing this tournament. We'll have plenty of time. Is that fair, Eric? Mm. All right. All right.
I don't know. Does anybody actually want to hear my opinions? Because it sounds like some people don't care.
I do. I mean, of course we do, Eric. We want to hear everybody's opinion. But we want to hear it next week. That's what we're saying. So, I think we should. I mean, I guess we could do it quickly. I mean, do you have time enough to voice your opinion quickly, Eric, or no?
No, we'll save it.
All right, next week we will talk. I promise, Eric. All right, that's going to do it for this edition. What? Let's do our plugs. Breakman, your plugs.
I'm not going to be plugging Budweiser with clam juice in it.
It sounds good, man. I like it. Except for Budweiser. Blech.
I hear that and like my mouth just wants to start spewing projectile vomit everywhere.
Just mention beer and clam juice and that'll do it for break, man. It's good, man. Actually, Clamato and beer is really good, too.
I will be plugging RP Grinders on Twitter, where you can ask Dear Breakman a question, or tell Breakman he's wrong about all of his choices, you know.
Which is par for the course. You are wrong about all your
choices. I'm used to that, so it's cool.
All right. Eric?
You can find my written reviews on BossMasterCreator.com. And you can find my audio reviews on the feed. Haven't done anything lately because of all the issues I mentioned today. I finally get the motivation to want to do something, and then I lose the motivation to do something because of other stuff. But, I don't know, maybe there'll be an upset, and I can finally get my ass in gear and put out something else. But if you like what I do, and you want to hear more reviews or read more reviews or whatever, you can find my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is @EricRPG. And you could help me out by sending me as little as a dollar if you feel like it.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
I'm thinking about getting into Twitch streaming after I get my capture card.
Ooh, that'd be cool. I'd watch that.
But man, I'm not going to purchase my capture card until I am sure I have my Steam Deck in my hands.
Yeah.
Because I'm spending some of my tax return on that.
All right. All right. I want to thank everybody in chat, Freak5 Chaos, Slagar, Dungeon, Syndica, and Maker Plier.
But and also, you can expect a review for the actual Steam Deck as well.
All right. Let me know when you're done, Eric.
That's going to take me a couple weeks from now because they'll have to ship. They don't ship it out until, I think, next Tuesday after this coming Tuesday.
All right. Anything else?
Stay safe. The roads are pretty bad because it's started snowing again. And I don't know what the condition is in other states, but if you live in Ohio, yes. There's snow everywhere, pretty much.
All right. Is that it, Eric? Can I continue?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. I want to thank, again, Freak5 Chaos, Slagar, Dungeon, Syndica, and Maker Plier for being in chat. Also, who was the other person that was in chat? There was another person. I think it was Rebel Yell or Rebel something.
Rebel Lust.
That's who was in chat. Thank you for reminding me, Breakman. And the archive listeners, I don't thank them enough. Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. We're coming up on 10,000 views on Twitch, which is absolutely amazing for this show. Who would have thought? But anyways, you can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches, even though I'm not there very often. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. And that's about it, I think.
Break saying, is that why I chose the things I did in the tournament? Because I don't give a fuck anymore?
No, I meant you're having like the toe issue and everything else. Like,
this almost all happened in a Dreamland because I don't remember doing this at all.
All right.
But do you remember what you did to that leprechaun, though? Why you get on the better?
I think
Elf on the
I
Shelf.
I think it's because we got drunk and I did things.
Jesus, on that note, holy hell, man. Jesus, I don't think I could top that, man. Thanks to everybody that's listening on the archives, for sure. Watch Texas Chainsaw.
He had all this plum line, and I couldn't say no. So.
This is horrible. That's it. We're done. We're out of here. Fuck. Follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I think I mentioned that. And watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I want a sequel, so, you know. Just do it. Just suck it up and do it, even if you don't like horror movies. Just watch it. All right. And that's about it. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Break is exiled.